When we hear about those people who are being beheaded for their faith in Jesus Christ, the question may come to our minds, why does Christ let this go on? Why does God allow this? Doesn't he care? I'm reminded of a time when Jesus was ministering and some people came to him and said, "Your very good friend is sick and he's at the point of death." The man's name was Lazarus. Jesus did not immediately go to him, but he stayed around 4 days where he was, and then he began traveling and walking toward Bethany, the town where the man lived. Listen to what happened. John, the 11th chapter, the 17th verse. "Then when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had lain in the grave 4 days already." Now, Bethany was near to Jerusalem, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she had heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. But I know, even now, whatever you will ask of God, God will give it to you." Jesus said unto her, "Your brother shall rise again." Martha said unto him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." And Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? And she said unto him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, "The Master is come and is calling for you." As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. And the Jews then which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily, went out, followed her, saying, "She goes to the grave to weep there." But when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died." When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" And they said unto him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, "Look how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died?" Jesus therefore, again groaning in himself, comes to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinks, for he has been dead 4 days." And Jesus said unto her, "Said I not unto you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I knew that you heard me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that you have sent me." And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, "Loose him and let him go." You see, we possess eternal life through Jesus Christ. And our confidence is God will raise us from the dead, that he will give us new bodies, and that however death comes to us, whether through disease or whether through accident or whether through persecution, however it is, we have this confidence. God will save us. And we will live with him forever. And that's the important thing. And Jesus knows this. And he asked that our testimony would be confident of that fact. And that no one can take this from us. That we will live forever. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that you always hear our prayers. I know that you care for all those who are being persecuted. And that you will raise them on the last day. And that you know they have eternal life in your name. In Jesus' name, amen.